Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Tavius Robinson met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's tilt with Houston.
The importance of this game, as well as the number of injuries that you're dealing with as well.
Yeah, I think our mindset has just been coming out here and getting better. With injuries, guys got to step up, and I think we have the guys to do that. So it's just about taking it one day at a time, correcting our mistakes, and just getting better every day.
David, I know the goal every week is to go 1-0, but does being 1-3 change any of the thinking around that?
No, again, I think it's just day by day. You know, the past is the past. Obviously, we're going through some adversity right now, but, you know, I and this team look as an opportunity to come out here, be intentional, and get better every day. So,
what's the challenge? All these potential moving parts on defense, you're suddenly kind of one of the old guys or the established guys.
Mm-hmm.
What's your role in that with all the new faces potentially in a 11-man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, like you said, being, you know, one of the more established guys, it's just about, you know, being a little extra in communication, you know, making sure with my knowledge and whatnot that I can give it all to the guys out there, you know, communicate a little extra. But again, we have the guys that are going to step up, play great, and yeah, so I'm not worried about that at all.
Mm-hmm. Resilient bunch. What have you seen in that regard?
Yeah, I think, you know, what Mark said is true. There's a whole bunch of fighters, a whole bunch of dogs in that room. And truthfully, I know how everyone's going to respond. I know how this team's going to respond. And I saw it today out at practice. So,
has it been a shock to the system the way teams have moved the ball against you guys? I mean, I know that was not your expectation or anyone's expectation coming into the season.
Yeah, no, we're definitely not pleased with that at all. But again, it's about correcting mistakes. I think everything is very correctable. So, again, it started today in correcting that and just coming out and getting better and focusing on the small details.
Davis, along those lines, last year the defense took its lumps the first month, mm-hmm. 2 months. A lot of credit to the coaching staff for kind of helping to turn things around. Mm-hmm. What can they do at a period like this to help put you guys in a position to succeed?
Yeah, I think mainly, you know, I think they're not the ones out there. I think we're the ones out there on the field every day. So I think it's just about, you know, playing and doing our jobs in our 1-of-11. You know, we have schemes and stuff, and we got to execute them properly, be in the right place. And so, yeah, it's on us as players to go out there and do it.
We know Van Noy and Travis Jones are both practicing. They didn't play Sunday, but they're back in practice. How big would it be to get those guys? I know it's next man up, but two really important players. 100%,
yeah. It's definitely great to get them back. You know, both of them are dogs. It's going to be great to have them back out there. But, again, I trust everyone on this team, whether it's them or anyone else. So,
Tavis, really, kind of what Jonas just asked. I mean, Zach Gore has kind of gotten beaten up in the media by a lot of people over the first month of the season here. Mm. What do you hear any of that, and what would you say in his defense?
I don't hear any of that really. No, I don't pay attention to you know, the outside social media and all that. But I think Zach Orr is a great coach, and he puts us in the positions to be great and make plays. So again, it's on us as players to go out there, execute the scheme, and make the plays when our number's called.
Dave, you mentioned just feeling the sense of urgency at practice. Was there anything that stood out for just practice wise that you feel that way?
Yeah, I think just it felt like we were all, again, doing our 1-of-11, and you can tell, you know, when we're playing that way. So I felt that today. Obviously, we're going to go in, watch the film, and again, just take it day by day and continue to just focus on the small details.
Do you feel like this team has good habits at this point?
100%, yeah. I think it's about having these habits and continue to build on them and just continue to, you know, make the habits even better than they already are. So I think day by day, it'll get better for sure.
All right.
Cool. Appreciate it.